96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You've heard the term elevator pitch, referring to that 30 to 60 precious seconds you may have to sell yourself or your business idea to an influential person. Well, it really does happen. And if you have an idea and the opportunity to pitch, how do you do it? What are the do's and don'ts? Well, my panel of experts have a lot to say about that. Denise Hart is a professional women's business coach. Ivy McGregor is director of philanthropy for Baygood, Beyonce's charitable management organization. And Eugene Cornelius Jr. is a deputy associate administrator with the Small Business Association. Now is the time to get great free information, great tips. Give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank
you.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Harold.
Okay, so Denise, I'll start with you. 30-second pitch. How would you define it? What is the thing that influential people who may be able to help that pitcher, what are they listening for?
Sure. So, Harold, the elevator pitch, I describe it as a verbal business card.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be simple. It has to be clear. It has to be concise. Most importantly, it has to identify the market you serve, and it has to provide the results that you're going to help them achieve in either X amount of time or increase of percentage or relief of pain. Or essentially, you have to be able to zero in on what's the most pressing problem that you solve for the market you serve.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? I mean, do you say, you know, excuse me, Mr. Microsoft.
right.
You know.
How do I? Well, when I coach entrepreneurs, pretty much I help them to establish their presence in the social media space.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people now are going to be searching for their solution via Google or Yahoo or something like that. So you need to establish a social media presence, whether that be LinkedIn, the combination of Facebook, Instagram, whatever the case may be. And you have to have consistency across every platform so that everyone understands who you serve, what you do, and what solutions you solve.
Ivy, same question for you. So you come up against a multi-billionaire and he... You know, you strike up a conversation and he or she may say, you know, I've only got a minute or so. Impress me. Do you stand on your head? Do you juggle balls? You know.
And what's funny, Harold, is people have tried all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just add something to what Denise said. I think addition to having the business card, it has to be something unforgettable. What makes someone remember you? So it can be as simple as I remember meeting John Legend's business manager, and his business card is simply a very unique shape. It's designed, the texture of the paper. So when we talk about the pitch being like a business card, making sure that whatever you say and the style that you present, that it is unforgettable, that people remember you. I remember times receiving business cards and getting into my car, writing on the back of the card a note about this woman had on a blue dress, because what she said was unforgettable.
Mm.
So I think that that's part of the whole business pitch, making sure that people will remember you. Out of all the cards that they'll receive, out of all of the people that they'll talk to, what is something that made what you say to them something that they'll say, I'll remember that woman, I'll remember that person.
Eugene, that's the personality piece, but when it comes down to the brass tacks, when someone comes to you at the Small Business Administration and says, I've got a great idea, can you give me a loan? it's got to be more involved than that.
Yes, and whether they're going for a loan or an investment, because we do both, you must know your market. That is key. You must know your competitors and what percentage of the market you hold. But more importantly, you must know what the expected return on that investment is. If you're coming and you saying, I will give you 5% or whatever percent of equity in my company for $100,000 or $1 million, what is the rate of return and what is the duration of that expected return? That is key. So I believe, that, like the young ladies both said, very much consistency has to be in order, because they're going to follow up and they're going to look you up through all kinds of media. And if you are inconsistent or your message is jarred, that is a negative. If you are not saying something that's rememberable, you are a number of the, in the pack.
So don't put them to sleep.
Don't put them to sleep, mm-hmm. and don't make yourself number 100 or number 10. You want to be number one. So that memorable moment is very key. But more importantly, you have to tell them immediately what's in it for them. What you're going to do to make them a better or higher return on an investment.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about business. How do you pitch your business or idea? What are the do's and don'ts? Let me go to the phone lines. Latasha, calling from Washington, D.C. Latasha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, good afternoon, good evening.
Hey.
Yes, I was calling. I have a salon, the Lash Bomb Beauty Lounge on Georgia Avenue in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, we're brand new. My competitors are very minimal, but I'm not sure on how I should approach an investor about having a business, having this business idea and being an investor.
So you're looking for business partners?
I'm looking for a business partner or a silent investor.
I see. Go right ahead, Eugene.
The first thing you want to do is you want to look at your assets. You want to see what you own, what your assets are, and then give a counter, your balance sheet, your liability. What is that? What is your cost of operation, and what is your expected revenue? Those things are essential. Those are one of the most important things in a business plan. It is how you're going to pay that investor back. That's what they want to know, and they want to know how you are forming your income. They also want to know what you have put into your business and how you invested, because that tells them if it's worth it for them to invest. So know your assets. You want to know from the combs, from the brushes, from the supplies, from your inventory, from your chair, do you own the building? Is there a percentage chance that you will rent out space in the building? Is there additional revenue coming in that salon? Are you going to add or expand? Where's the nearest salon to you in that region? And how many people in that area will get their hair done in your salon?
But let me ask ask Denise this, because short of looking for a loan, she said silent partners or investors. How do you do that? If you don't know someone who has $10,000, $20,000 sitting under the mattress, how do you find that partner, that investor?
Well, one of the things that I would recommend is you want to make sure that you're out there networking. You want to make sure that you're out there communicating and connecting with other entrepreneurs. Now, some people go the route of tapping into their family and their friends as a pool of investors to, you know, help jumpstart a business. But I would absolutely get in community with other entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, people who are interested in funding or making sure that those avenues are available in a particular community. So get out there, network. Go to, for example, I would recommend NAACP functions, Urban League functions, mm-hmm. right? You're going to be able to be mm-hmm. in community mm-hmm. where people who mm-hmm. have that kind of residual income and a community interest who want to, you know, who they want to pour into the community, they will be the people you want to seek out.
Okay, Latasha, thank you so much. Please go right ahead, Ivy, quickly, please.
I might add to that in addition to going to those venues, that you might want to step out of your comfort zone and go to organizations. There are secret organizations of philanthropists in every single city. There are wealthy mm-hmm. individuals that have money that they are looking to give, that they are looking to invest in.
But how do you find them if they're secret?
Well, let me, because you're taking where I want to go. There are organizations such as the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. there are economic development things within your city and right. everything that will actually have setups where roundtables where investors will come in
right.
and periodically mm-hmm. meet with these people.
That's right.
There are people within the IRS, within SBA, you go to your local district offices. We have investors. We have list of angel investors. Mm-hmm. We have list of private investors who may not want to know who you to know who they are.
Right.
Before you finish, too, because I do want to drill down a little bit on that angel investor, get a definition of that, and I also want Ivy to pick back up where she was, because you are talking about coming out of your comfort zone, not even so much your comfort zone, coming out of your own community, because
mm-hmm.
if
That's
you
right.
you know
mm-hmm.
if you've raised in the street level hustle,
that's right,
but you don't know wealthy little old ladies who are just willing to write a check, then. And it's a secret, like I said, how do you connect with them?
Well, first I would add, Harold, using the word secret, I would couch that with it's an untapped market.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a market that many people don't tap into. So we go to the networking functions, and that's important. Mm-hmm. And we go to the organizations where we're comfortable, and that's important. But it's also important and incumbent for every person that's listening to understand that there are people out there that are waiting to write a check for someone who believes in their own dream, who believes in their spa, who believes in their after-school program. And they're just trying to find that person. So researching these philanthropist groups in major markets or mm-hmm. in whatever market you're in, looking things up in the newspaper, Googling this mm-hmm. online, it's very important for people to tap into that.
I want to make sure that people get your information with the SBA because, you know, as an agency with the government, a lot of people don't know the resources, but how can they find information online, Eugene? And we'll drill down a little bit more on that.
Well, they can simply go to SBA.gov, SBA.gov, and then type in their zip code. It will give them a map, and it'll tell them where the district office is. But like the young lady was just saying, the Chamber of Commerce is also full of business owners and people who are willing to invest and need to invest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that is a good place to go to network, to meet people as well.
Real quick, before I go to a break, Ivy, how can people find out about Be Good online?
Be Good. They can go to
Be Good. Thank you.
Beyonce.com/BeGood.
Beyonce.com/BeGood. Well, there you go. And real quick, Denise, before the break, how can they find you?
Sure, they can visit me at www.denisejhart.com.
DeniseJHart.com. If you are on the line, stay with us. That includes Tamika in Capitol Heights, Mary in Southwest, and Iva in Montgomery County. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.